The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
We're working to identify those who are the most vulnerable out there, instructing our Homeless Services Authority throughout the county to identify the 4,000 individuals who are most at risk.
Well, it's really overwhelming us.
A discussion beyond the headlines.
What we've done in our office is all respiratory patients are being asked to call our office because we want to care for them, and we set up a video conferencing with them, and we try to determine their symptoms.
With and about newsmakers who impact our lives.
Can you lose the money that you've worked hard for, years, even decades, and you put it into an account, and something happens on the other side of the world or in politics? Can you lose that money? Well, if the answer is yes, then it's not really safe.
On AM 870, The Answer.
We begin with our series at the heart of the homeless crisis. And with coronavirus a reality, we look at what's being done to help the homeless. This week, L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti.
We're working to identify those who are the most vulnerable out there, instructing our Homeless Services Authority throughout the county to identify the 4,000 individuals who are most at risk.
The mayor also announced suspension of rules that make the homeless take their tents down during the day. But the mayor went on beyond that.
But we are going to work to relocate vulnerable Angelenos indoors into low-barrier congregate settings with the proper spacing and into some shelter spaces that have been in the pipeline to open in the near future.
We go to Andy Bales, CEO of Union Rescue Mission. Andy, how is coronavirus being addressed in the homeless community?
Well, it's really overwhelming us at this time, but we have had a couple strategy meetings, a several-hour meeting last week and several-hour meetings this week, town halls. We're preparing the best we can. We've created a quarantine area in our gym for single adults. We've moved five men into that area as a precaution. We don't know whether it's a common flu or if it indeed could be the coronavirus. We're erring on the side of caution. We've prepared our fifth-floor family wing for quarantine for families. We've created a special stay-at-home policy for anyone who's got symptoms among the staff or needs to care for an elderly loved one or is a senior themselves or is overwhelmed, really, with stress and anxiety about the thought of even coming to work among the most vulnerable. So we're doing things we never imagined having to do. This has impacted us more than the Great Recession. We postponed our gala that would have raised about $1 million and doing our best to reach out to our donors, let them know not only are we not backing off from this pandemic, but we're stepping up. We've invited people who are out on the streets who are showing symptoms or having symptoms to come in. They'll receive shelter and services. We'll move them into quarantine, take an extra precaution, lengthen the times of our meals so that there's more social distance. We're simulcasting our chapel throughout the building, not only in the chapel, but two other big areas in our and also to our employees' cell phones. We're beginning to learn how to live in the new abnormal. We have some supplies on hand. We're hoping other supplies step up, and we're hoping that if we do fill up our building with people struggling, that the county will step in a big way and perhaps open the old county hospital, or FEMA will show up from Washington. I went to Washington, D.C. last week and asked Ben Carson and all to treat this like a FEMA-like situation, and that was just our general situation. And on my flight back, you know, our world changed to this new world we're living in.
Andy Bales with us, Union Rescue Mission CEO. There was a story Monday that said that county officials are planning to use Dockweiler RV Park as an area on the beach just south of LAX as a coronavirus isolation zone for people who are ordered to quarantine or isolate, but who are not sick enough to be hospitalized And here's the word that I want to get to, especially those who are homeless.
Right.
Have you been brought into this story yet? That they're looking at another location?
No, I think they're responding partly to our cries for help, but they're not responding with the urgency I think that we need. They really do need to consider opening some closed hospitals like the county hospital to prepare, because it's not, you know, if it happens, it's when the overflow begins to happen. And we just needed to be prepared long ago. In fact, you know, Larry, I'll just repeat, we needed to get people off the streets long ago. We shouldn't be in a situation where people are going to have to suffer and die on the streets. We don't want anybody to suffer alone.
Do you know if there is coronavirus among the homeless in Los Angeles at this time, or has that not been determined?
There is one case for sure, and then I think there's many pending cases. Problem is, there aren't enough tests. So even if somebody goes to the hospital, exhibits all of the symptoms, they have not been tested as far as I know. So when we do have enough tests to decide whether these folks who have symptoms have the coronavirus, then we'll know much more. But it's, you know, imperative that we get the tests, that we check, and until then, we are being overly cautious. In fact, we've been told that we should not have anybody go to the hospital unless they are struggling to breathe. That's how much our society is struggling right now. And perhaps all the shutdowns of everything will help us control this situation. But we definitely need tests. We need tests at the mission. We need tests at our clinic. We need to be testing people as part of the mitigation of the pandemic.
So you're saying at the time we're recording this, there are not tests on site, or there are? I'm a little confused.
There are not tests on site. There are no tests even when we've directed people to the hospital. They've been returned to us in quarantine, but when we ask, they either didn't exhibit enough of the systems or the tests were not available. It would be nice to have the tests.
We're talking with Andy Bales, Union Rescue Mission. L.A. County this week closing all of its buildings, including libraries and museums, because of coronavirus. As you know, Andy, the homeless sometimes tend to migrate to some of those locations just because you can get inside. It is also a week that, at the time we tape this, is going to be filled with rain on and off. It is
absolutely
kind of the trifecta of the kind of thing you don't want to have happen.
Yeah, I've got to say it's an imperfect storm. All the fitness centers, which most people living in cars, 16,000 or so in L.A. County, they use those to clean up, to shower, to go to work. Those are all closed. So imagine the desperation that people without a home are feeling right now.
Let's talk about something else, and that is people's fears and this panic buying that is going on, where, you know, all the paper products are being taken off the shelves in stores. How do you receive your food? If people are buying up all that stuff, there's not going to be any surplus going to you, is there?
No, and we estimated we have a few weeks to operate as normal. Then we have a supply of about 4 weeks after that. So perhaps we can make it the entire 8 weeks. We're certainly not going to step back. I even shared today, we're going to continue to step up to the need. We're not going to reduce our capacity at our meals. We're not going to reduce our capacity of people coming in. How could we, and leave suffering people on the streets? But it is a concern. And I know my neighbors are online and sharing their toilet paper with each other. And I know I've got a big supply of commercial toilet paper coming in. I'm going to share with my neighbors and share possibly with an employee community store. We've got bread on the way for an employee community store to try to look out for our own. But the hoarders are causing a panic and a predicament for the general public to have enough supply for themselves. And so I've asked everybody to share and share alike, and you know, not look out for themselves, but look out for others, as said in Philippians. And you know, we've just got to begin to look out for our neighbor by only getting what we ourselves need.
That is so true. In fact, the Grocery Industry Association in California says there really is no shortage. It's the buying habits that have changed, that, you know, if you let us stock the shelves and only take what you need, there'll be plenty on the shelves. But if people are taking 6, 7, 8 weeks of beans, well, you know, they got to get the next load in there and ship them down.
If you're guilty of hoarding, share with your neighbors and share a little bit with the Union Rescue Mission if you can.
In other words, some of that extra stuff that may not be needed, folks could share it with you guys.
Absolutely. There's a guy in Tennessee that bought 18,000 bottles of Purell, and now he's sitting on it and can't sell it for exorbitant prices. And it'd be great if he and his friends would ship it our way.
All right. Andy Bales, got a couple minutes remaining. You're on the ground. You're seeing this firsthand. Paint a picture of what you see around you.
I see missions cutting back a little bit because they just have to follow the social distancing. They're cutting back on their meals. I've heard from agencies that are going to only serve twice this week because their meal supply is running short, down to about 4 days. I see others stepping up to meet the need, even though they don't have an abundance. We see more people living in tents than I have ever seen before. You can't even drive down Huntington or Mission without seeing a stream of new tents on the boulevard and on the parking areas. We are in desperate times, and the people at most risk are the people that have no sinks, no hygiene, no showers, no restrooms. I do know the city is stepping forward. Perhaps we could use it as a time to come around each other and take care of each other like we've never done before. It remains to be seen, which we will do, continue to be hoarders or begin to be people who share in solidarity.
Yeah, and we've talked about how there are only so many restrooms that are put out for the homeless, and how even those are collected and closed at night for safety's sake. And, you know, if anyone needs to wash and be clean, it is the least among us, because if they can't wash, what does that do to spreading this onto surfaces and to other people outside the homeless community? Germs don't know lines, do they?
Right. And the one thing is, we've been telling people, don't come to us if you have a fever and a cough to volunteer. Don't come to us if you've traveled to a country, because you could bring it and spread it through the community. But I've also said, you know, great that we're taking hygiene stations and restrooms out to the encampments, but much better would be to invite folks in. And I think once we invite them in, never again let folks have to live, thousands of folks have to live on the streets and suffer. This should be a moment where we shine bright as the City of Angels. We create places to bring people in. And when we do, let's not send them back out. Let's create the space that is needed. And we may need to have FEMA come in, as I requested last week, and help us get to that point and stay at that point.
Andy, we, of course, appreciate having you with us on a regular basis.
We need your help. So please go to urm.org and make a gift of any amount. It'll be not just the large gifts by a few, but the small gifts by many will make a difference for us.
Andy Bales, CEO of Union Rescue Mission. Take care, my friend.
Thank you, Larry.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.